I want to say I am very grateful, I'm very thankful that you have made it so easy for us to transition. And it's not just coming from Illinois to here, it's a different house, it's a different church. I mean, everything's a little different, but you are so friendly. Most of you are so nice. And I really enjoyed the testimonies, and wow, they were so good. So thank you. And I do have to say, you have made the parsonage over there so easy for us to just kind of walk into. Incredibly, and I don't know how it was all done, but we have even a photo of us and our grandkids on the wall. How in the world? And let alone everything else that we're doing, you have so generously, kindly, wonderfully provided it. And it's really, really, really sweet. There's just so much. I just can't say it all. I want to look very briefly, and I have 5 minutes. Okay? Now, can you imagine the dilemma I'm in right now? Yeah. You don't know. Take your Bible, please. Take your Bible. Turn to Revelation 21. And I just want to look at a couple verses. Might come back to this someday, might not. Revelation 21. And the text says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as what? A bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.'" Chapters 2 and 3 in Revelation are epistles. They're short little statements to seven churches. Seven times in those epistles, he says something like, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And so that's kind of the second introduction. The first introduction is chapter 1. Then we have those epistles in chapters 2 and 3. What's Revelation about? Yeah, it is. But specifically, it's the revelation of Jesus. Isn't that something? It's the revelation of Jesus. And we know that the future is involved, and this is the future with a lot of judgment in it. And after every dispensation, there is judgment. So this is the end of the dispensation of grace, or the we might say dispensation of the church age. Then there is this judgment from chapters 4 through 19. Most of that period of time is tribulation. Pretty hellish event. Then, after that is probably the most, disturbing event outside of the crucifixion of Christ. is the most disturbing event to me, and that's the Great White Throne Judgment. The Great White Throne Judgment is this universal gathering of this final judgment. We as true believers will be in the audience somehow, some way, seeing this very sobering event. After this judgment, then there is no more time. Time's gone. Eternity, in actuality, begins. New heaven, new earth, etc. And this now brings us back to God's creative plan. And I don't want to get into God's plan per se, but he was to create, and we know it was to redeem. This was before the foundation of the earth. And I believe that the redemption part is greater than the creative part. Just, he has redeemed us, and now to enjoy us. What's the illustration we just read here in Revelation 21? That as a what? Bride adorned for her husband. And we talk about sometimes the bride of Christ doesn't just put some of the Oriental or put some of the Jewish emotion and I'll even say tradition here and think about this, that God has prepared this place for his bride. I can't imagine really what all it would be like, but I want to just leave you with a story. Imagination, if you would. I want you to imagine a young carpenter. Okay? He's skilled. He is probably the son of a carpenter. And so he has asked through his parents for the hand of someone to be his wife. And so it is his role to prepare the house. It is her role to prepare the things for the house, whether it be material goods or foods or whatever else. And so he has gone to this great extent and effort to please her. With that? Can you imagine? I mean, he wants to make the cabinets just right. It's the kind that when you push the drawer, you only have to get it within that far, and then it will pull itself in. Okay? And then it has one of those things that you open the door, and there's a wheel in it. He has really gone to some effort to make this cabinetry. The knobs on the cabinets are just right. The house is built just right. And so he has gone through all that, and it's just beautiful. He has used absolutely the best materials known to man. He has thought of her tastes. And so the table and chair, I mean, they are really nice. And he's made some of the furniture. And the beds and all the other things that are in it. I mean, he has left no stone unturned to the details. He has done this, and as he's done it, what's he thinking? Come on, talk back to me. Her. He's thought of her. I mean, it didn't matter. I mean, he put in so many hours here thinking of her. It was all about her. And he has given it the most capable love he can possibly give with his hands in making this for her. He is thrilled to do this. He is thrilled to stay up late. He is thrilled to get up early. He is thrilled to go look for the right piece of wood and to make it just right. We might say yes, and then he comes and he has this big ring and he gets on one knee and he offers, you know, the ring. And she says yes. That's our culture. And she is honored by his love and faithfulness. Isn't that right? He has worked a long time on this house. He just didn't pull out a wad of money, or he didn't throw this thing on a credit card and it's all done. He has personally been involved with this. And he is honorable for his love to her. What's the parallel? Yeah, God is honorable for his love to us. And the house, I'll say compound, that he is making, we get to live in someday. He has been thinking of us as his bride. Can't get any better than that. That's his heart. That's his love. We are loved. Incredibly loved by our God. Okay, my time is up. We are loved and we should be thankful, right? Over and over again. So just pick an area. Think forward. Be thankful. Forward thinking. And let's think on that this week. Maybe it's just the house in heaven. But it was all because he loved us. Let's pray and we'll be dismissed. Heavenly Father, I appreciate so much the testimonies about you, what you have done, who you are, how you have perfectly arranged and prepared us for whatever is going on now and later. Thank you for great mercy. Thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for being personally involved. And so I pray that this will be a sweet, godly, caring, merciful, giving Thanksgiving season for us as we look up and look ahead and see you. In Jesus' name, amen.